Welcome in and welcome all listeners to another episode of the Sports Shots Pod. I am Kyle with my partner Isaiah. Tell me what you got in your cup tonight.
I'm drinking some Kentucky bourbon, some Angels Envy. I've had before. I'm almost done with the bottle, probably a fourth of the way, I would say. So I'm getting there. What about yourself?
Angels Envy, what you envious of?
Angels. Just kidding.
Over there chilling with God and shit.
Luckies.
As you saw about 5 minutes ago, I just opened a new bottle of Woodford, so we're going to be going through that for a little bit.
Nice, nice. Both drinking whiskey, straight.
No. Hopefully it might have to use that with some medicine later. If this little cold don't go away.
By the way, someone's feeling under the weather.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go from 84 degrees to minus 8.
Yeah. Yeah, it's where you go from the south to the north, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, these airlines, they, yeah, man. We're suffering. Delays, short staff, crashing, unfortunately. But,
yeah.
The one thing I want to say about flying is that while it is great to get somewhere in like 3 hours or less, depending on where you're going, it really sucks that it's evident when you walk on a plane that these airliners are putting profit over everything. Because how the hell are they expecting anyone over 6 feet to sit on these planes?
And I don't know.
The seats, my ass was too big for those seats. I'm skinny.
Yeah.
So what does that say?
Like, something's wrong.
Dude, and then it's like fucking almost 200 people on that plane. Because there's...
Damn.
There's, what, 30 rows, and there are 6 seats to a row.
Yeah, that's 180.
And then when you add the flight attendants and the pilots, that's, you know, we're looking at 185, 190 people. Like, you know,
yeah, that's crazy.
That's too many people. Just squish them all in there, man. It's crazy.
I have never flown on a plane. I will at some point, but just not soon. I don't see it in the soon future.
Aviation industry, I had no choice. Time constraints, I had to fly for these trips. Mm-hmm. But the aviation industry, man, they're going through a streak of L's right now. You might want to hold off flying for a bit.
Yeah, it's 2025 aviation.
It's been a good year for them.
No, it's not a good start to the year. No. Not at all.
No, they think they need to go down to AAA, walk in their swing, come back. You know, maybe they'll come back in September call-ups.
Yep, they need to go back to propellers and then get back to those big engines.
You know, go back to the Kitty Hawk days.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's enough random talk. Let's go ahead and jump into some sports. What is, I guess, left? What's going on? What we got? We had the NBA All-Star Game.
Sucked.
Or all weekend. It did, as usual.
How much did you watch of it?
Of the game?
How much of it did you watch of anything from this weekend with it?
I watched 2 minutes of the dunk contest. 1 minute, 30 seconds of a three-point contest. And about 20 seconds of whatever tournament they had going on.
My man had the timer running.
Yeah. I PR'd in all. I got bored quicker than I've ever have in any NBA All-Star Weekend.
That's sad to say. I remember as a kid, it was actually kind of somewhat worth watching. I mean, but what happened to the dunk contest? That used to be the only thing really worth watching, and now you can't. Now that shit kind of sucks.
Yeah, I mean, the dunk contest is being ruled by a 6'2" white guy now. So, Mac McClung three-peated in the dunk contest.
And is currently not on no active roster. He's in the G League. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's on the Magic's, I think Magic's G League, yeah. Like, his only purpose to be in the league is for the dunk contest.
You know, hey, whatever works. He could be just a career G-leaguer. We don't know who his name is.
Yeah. I mean, and then Tyler Hero won the three-point contest.
Oh, the my Whites God. Are taking White over. Guys? Bro, the White guys
are taking over. And shooting and jumping. Something's up.
Man, they had a good run these past 2 weeks. I mean, you had Cooper DeJean with a pick six in the Super Bowl on his birthday.
Did you hear what they're calling Cooper DeJean and Blakership?
I've heard of it. I forgot it. What was it again?
The Exciting Whites.
Oh, no, it was something else I heard. I forgot.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit more related to, you know, something that Uncle Ruckus will come up with. That's what I heard. All right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there was a, I'm not going to say a viral video, but there was a video going around of Cooper DeJean's ex-girlfriend. She was at a watch party for the Super Bowl, and she had cheated on Cooper DeJean. That's why they split, right? Mm-hmm. And then this guy, this streamer, was just like, hey, you really fumbled the bag, huh?
I would think so.
You know? But yeah, man. I guess, you know, times are changing. In the NBA, you know,
and it's—I mean, I just watch just to watch the individual games, you know. It's yeah. And it's kind of like more background noise more than anything, but I don't know, man. It keeps getting said like what's going on with it, but I don't know how you fix it. I mean, guys are just going to just be running them, jacking them threes. There's no defense. You hear a whistle being blown every possession, every time on each end of the court. Like, just the product itself is just hard to watch. And it's hard to keep up with. And it's hard to want to get excited over. I mean, you just watch it just to watch it, but that same buzz isn't there. Like,
yeah. I would still put the NBA All-Star Weekend, though, above the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah, I would, too. But the bar is set so low, though.
It is. And then, but also, I would argue that the bar is set so high by the Home Run Derby. I'll watch every second of the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, yeah. That's really the only thing that's saving baseball to stay up on top, because the All-Star game goes like 5 hours because they're pulling pitchers every inning.
Yeah, like, practically, yeah.
That becomes hard to watch. You're just watching guys shuffling in and out from the bullpen. That's all it is. Yeah. But, no, I didn't waste my time with the All-Star game because I was in the air anyway at the time. But,
that's true.
And this flight didn't have the TVs on there. I couldn't. Nah. Delta wasn't in the budget, so we had to... we have to go Sun Country. The sardine plane.
Is it as bad as Spirit as people?
It's Sun Country is Spirit with rules, and they actually make you, you know, behave.
Spirit with guidelines.
Basically, yes. Are they gonna pack you in there? Like, you know, overstuff that plane? Yes. Are you going to get to where you're going to go? Yes, but...
Are you going to enjoy the ride?
No.
No.
No. No, you're not. So, yeah. Yeah. Also, I got... Oh, did you see LeBron set out, apparently?
Oh, yeah. He had some type of injury that he set out. That's what happens when you're in your 40s, man.
But then why did you wait until the day of? I mean, I'm sure someone else could have taken that spot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even though we joke about the All-Star weekend, it's a stat, right? You know? It's how many NBA All-Stars has X person made.
Doesn't even mean anything anymore because you don't do shit.
Not anymore. Yeah. Not anymore. Especially the Pro Bowl, because now I'm pretty sure it's heavily fan-voted now.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I'm not... we're watching grown men play a game, right? I'm not about to watch grown men fuck around with the game.
Yeah, I play tag.
Basically, like, I'm not I'm not doing that. Like, you know, you got me enough just to watch the games that you get paid for. But anything beyond that, I'm out.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd rather watch street ball than NBA All-Star Weekend.
Street ball is actually better, especially around Houston.
Oh, yeah. Playing basketball. We're playing basketball.
Edit that out.
Never.
So, the Thompson Twins was in the Rising Stars. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Which set of brothers is going to have a better career when it's said and done? Amen and Azir Thompson or Bronny and Bryce?
No, it's got to be the Thompsons.
Damn.
You know, they...
Already right Bronny, off of...
Bronny's already standing the bar so low. I mean, come on, his dad played a factor in him even getting drafted, you know?
Oh, my God. His dad was the reason why.
While both twins were first-round picks, you know? Both played in the elite league, right? That's what it's called. They didn't go to college. They went to, like, an elite league. It's a league where high schoolers go to play 1 year, and then they... Then
yeah,
they
get drafted. I think that's what Jalen Green did.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, and one of the reasons why they weren't number one is because, I mean, well, you got Scoot Henderson and then Wemby. You know, you could beat those two guys. But yeah, no, I think Bryce is going to be better than Bronny. Just I think Bryce is already a little taller than him.
But you're with me thinking that the Thompson Twins, both of them together, will have the better careers.
I think one of the Thompson twins will have more points than the James brothers combined.
And as you know, we're saying that without one of them being in the league already. So
yeah,
know,
yeah,
but.
Yeah. I could be totally wrong. He could be Bryce or Bronny could be literally the next top dog, and I could just eat my own words. But as of right now, I'm confident to say that the Thompson twins are going to be miles apart. It's like comparing. The Watt brothers? Oh, no. I can't make that comparison.
Do it.
Okay, so I just got a new set. So, the Watt brothers compared to the Pouncey brothers. You remember the Pouncey brothers? Mark and Mike. The centers.
Imagine that Oklahoma drill.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that would be fun. I was originally going to say the Mannings, but Peyton Manning by himself is... up there. I was just thinking
of Eli. He
carried his family. Who knows Wolf Arch gonna come in, not this year but the next year. He might beat one of his uncles.
She might be the white Michael Vick.
Yeah, sure. How he's running.
But with the All-Star game for the NBA, it's a
bust.
It's a bust. But I'll tell you something else about these busts or getting busted. The Canadians, when they booed the national anthem, that alone, right there, it's shit like that is a reminder of why we need to put hockey on a higher pedestal. Because now, I'm sorry to the purists that says that's not hockey. They shouldn't be fighting like that. But hey, look. You got to do whatever it takes. This is America, and our attention span is really short, and you have to do something quick and impactful to grab our attention. Mm-hmm. And what better would it be to see our guys wearing clad in the USA beating the shit out of Canadians for booing the national anthem?
I unfortunately didn't watch this live. But as soon as I saw the video, I couldn't help but say, USA, USA, USA. Like, I don't think I've ever seen another country boo another anthem. I don't think I've ever seen that in anything. In the Olympics, in the World Cup, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure there has been, but I haven't just seen it. But to see that, and immediately as the whistle blows, just to go straight fisticuffs, and there was three fights total. We definitely won two of the three. The Actually, the first two brothers.
Yeah, that one of the Canadians, he straight up got us. But we still, in a wild card series, that's 2-1. That's still a win.
Exactly. That's a win. The last fight, I think we lost, but it was JT Miller versus a guy named Pariaco. I had looked this up when it happened. Yeah, but the size difference was crazy.
Yeah, like, one of the Canadian dudes was way bigger.
He's huge. He was huge. But the ones that fought immediately were actually brothers on USA, Matthew Tkachuk and Brady Tkachuk. And they just went straight at it. And
I mean,
nothing. I heard an eagle screech as soon as I saw that video. You know, that's how American that was. That's how, like, if you as an American didn't get goosebumps, I don't know what to give you goosebumps. You know, screw maple syrup.
Well, you know, if watching Americans beat up the Canadians gives them goosebumps, then what would watching them beat up Mexicans look like?
It'll hurt a little bit. It'll hurt. But this is why Mexico doesn't have a
do they even team. Play hockey? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do somewhere. Right. But not that I heard of. Not only did we beat them 2 out of 3 in fisticuffs, but we beat them in score. We beat them at their own game.
It's funny how Canada invented the sport, and then they're getting their asses kicked by us, and we're just doing it just because.
Exactly. That's like when the latest World Cup happened, when USA beat England, and that was supposed to be like a bloodbath. England was supposed to wipe us off the floor, and USA ended up beating them. This is the same level. USA beating Canada at their own game.
Will USA ever win a World Cup?
No. No. Brazil's too good. Germany's too good. France is too good. Last one to win it was Argentina. Messi. Yeah. Messi
He's going to be older in next year. So, yeah. I mean, he's got to be slower. That kid from France, though. That Mbappe.
Mbappe, yeah. Yeah. There's a kid, I don't know where he's from. His name is Haaland. He's a cyborg. Like 6'5". Straight blonde hair, long blonde hair, super faster than everybody on the pitch, right? It's not a field, it's a pitch. I almost thought about doing his rookie cards. Listen, that's your fight, right? That's not mine. That moment made me know I need to start watching more hockey. That's literally what I thought.
Are you watching it right now?
No, I'm doing this right now, Kyle. I'm doing the pod. I'm drinking, doing the pod. I have three windows open on my big monitor, taking notes.
And I have two windows open. One of them has our squad going at it right now, scoring 35 seconds into the match, but it's still 1-1 right now. So
stop playing with the lighter, Kyle.
Hey. Gosh. Hey.
I have to edit it out. That's why.
That's right. Yeah. I do have to do that. That's kind of like Tourette's. You know, you just grab it.
Yeah. But I'm gonna try to watch some hockey because I usually just watch hockey in playoffs once it's playoff time, right? But I'm gonna try to watch some game. I'm not gonna be affiliated with any team yet, right? I could just be in my home state, go Dallas Stars. That's the only hockey team, right?
Yeah. In Texas. And that's going to be kind of hard to do, especially, you know, me being in Minnesota, because you would want to create a rivalry because, you know, that's the old team from up here.
Oh, okay, and, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because, you know,
They were in the Stanley Cup, like, not so long ago, right?
They were the Stars?
Yeah, against the Knights.
That was the finals. That wasn't the conference final. That wasn't the actual.
Oh,
final.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. But, I know it was a big series, but
Yeah.
Because the Panthers came back from a sweep, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But the Panthers. No. Lost the sweep. They still won the series, was up 3-0, and Edmonton came back.
There you go.
The Stars, though, because, you know, Minnesota's a North Star state, so that's where they were the Minnesota North Stars.
Oh, okay.
Dropped the North. and just leave it with the Stars, stay up and left, go to Dallas, win a cup immediately, and Minnesota's kind of left with nothing. Well, they got the team now, but, you know, they missed out on that cup, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you could do that. We can have a nice little rivalry going up if you want to do that. But
might as well. You know?
You'd be hopping on the bandwagon because the Stars are actually good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. I will not deny that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're the only thing good going to Dallas these days.
Literally. Well, some would say in Texas.
Hey. You got the Rockets that's you know, surprising everyone in the West. You got the Cougars, number 5 in the country. They're going to make some noise in the tournament. You got the Astros coming back. They're going to still win a division. You got the Texans. They riding high. I mean, it's the only thing going good in Texas.
Yeah. You're not wrong. But how many professional teams are there? Let's see. 3, 2, 2. There's 8. Right? You got 3 NBA, yeah. 2 NFL, 2 MLB, 1 hockey.
Don't forget soccer.
Yeah, that's forgotten. We're talking about the big 4.
Come on, big man. 4. You got to be diverse. You got to... Oh, shit. We gave up the lead. We're losing to fucking Sweden now.
See what happens when you try to be that diverse? Just be you, man. Just be you.
Hey. I'm trying to make sure everyone gets their shine.
That's true.
Because I'm a man of the people.
You are people. You are a man.
I am black people.
You are people. Come on.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on. So, we got spring training starting up. What's your outlook this season going in?
For the Astros, I got 93 wins. That wins the division.
Oh, better.
Yeah, I hope so. I got 93 wins.
I mean, I got them around 90. I still think they're good enough to win, but that window, like, oops, energy saver.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, look, we're having technical difficulties already.
Nope. Not anymore.
There you go.
Let's see. I got them. I still got them, winning the division, but like I was about to say before the battery alert, that window, it's not only closing, but there's like cracks and bullet holes in it because it's a window from the hood, so it's not the best, sturdiest window because it done been through some shit, but it'll still close, and that's that. It's closing, and it's a shaky-ass window. Because our time is running out on, if not already, of being, you know, top dog with the target. We don't even have the target on our back anymore. It's, you know, we're, you know, the Astros are down with the pack. And, you know, that elite run that they're on, it's long gone now.
Can I make a segue to some news I want to talk about that might be hilarious?
Uh-oh, what you got?
Justin Tucker.
Ah, I forgot about his ass.
I think Justin Tucker has officially broke Deshaun Watson's record.
Now, are we going to keep that same energy with Tucker the way...
I am. Even though he's a former Longhorn too, former Aggie killer, one of the greatest kickers in the league, but I think so far the number's at 24 25.
Yeah, Watson has 66.
Oh, he has 66. I thought he stopped at 22.
Oh, it was, it wasn't it, like it was in the 60s.
I don't remember that.
Come on, man. It's like, yeah, Watson, he was a certified freak.
Go ahead and elaborate on it while I do some research.
Well, yeah, folks, if y'all haven't heard by now, Justin Tucker has been freaking around Baltimore the same way Deshaun Watson was doing it in Houston, visiting these massage parlors and, you know, trying using his status to demand those happy endings and shit. And, well, you know, probably got a little too carried away with the women. And now why is it always like years and decades after the fact is... You know, I'm not trying to like shed no light from the fact that they went through that trauma of this weirdo wanting to be stroked a certain way at the end of his sessions, but like, just call him out on it right then and there. I mean, how dangerous could he actually be? You know, it's like, because at the end of the day, he's a high profile person. As soon as his name get out, he's gonna have to like go. Try and redact every story that came out. He's going to be trying to clean up the PR mess, then worrying about trying to go after you and do extra more harm, and then dig himself deeper into a hole. I mean, look at what happened with Watson. But it's...
Yeah. So I have the numbers here. 24 women for Watson.
We're done. So that's probably the ones that actually settled. I thought it was in the 60s. I thought
23 of the 24 women settled who sued him in the court. It says here Tucker's at 16. I think he'll break the record. I think he's on that path. In a 4-year span, this happened from 2012 to 2016, so years.
Almost 10 years ago. See, he was using winning that Super Bowl. He was like, hey, wanna see my ring? Mm-hmm.
He's like, and just my ring.
Damn, here, yeah. Well, you know what? And around how old was he around that time? Probably in his early to mid 20s. Feeling on top of the world. That's why he was doing that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he was 24, 25. When he was doing that stuff.
See what happens when you give young kids a lot of money, man? We do stupid shit.
Yeah. A kicker, too. A kicker doing it is just funny. It's like,
The most disposable position on the roster, and you over here doing that shit, and then you're going to be racking up these cases where you're going to have to pay out these settlement cases. And you're a kicker. You could be cut... You could be cut in 1 week after missing like 2 or 3 kicks.
Yeah. Patriots have done it actually.
Oh, okay.
Cut multiple kickers after missing a game's worth of field goals.
Patriots. Oh, well, that was the Belichick Patriots. I mean, do they still have that aura, that attitude now?
With Vrabel, yeah. We didn't have
Mayo.
Oh,
yeah. All right. Oh.
Mayo's biggest.
Vrabel is here now.
His biggest thing was like, I'm not Belichick, right? And that was like his biggest thing going into every interview. You know, I'm not Belichick. He's a great coach, blah, blah, blah. But we're going to do the things differently. Maybe you should have been a little bit of Belichick.
Vrabel is going in there and saying, we're picking up where we left off.
Yeah. Vrabel is going in there with an iron fist. I shit you not, Kyle. Only one person. Two people from the coaching staff are still there. Everyone else is gone. He brought in a whole new staff. So he's cleaning out. He looked at Robert Kraft. He's like, give me the checkbook. Give me the roster. I'm the one that's going to write out these salaries.
All I need is your signature. Don't look at that box on the right side of the check.
Don't look at the name. Don't look at the number. Just sign here.
Don't read pay to the order to.
You know, speaking of Kraft, another person who had allegations at a masseuse. It's just a common thing, I guess. So
yeah, Brooke, this is nastier though.
He is. Yeah, he's probably 3 times the age of whoever the masseuse was. But just know. NFL players, stay away from massage parlors. Just do chiropractic therapy where you just be in a freezer, you know? Just get a massage gun. Do it yourself. You have wives, right? Girlfriends, I assume.
I mean, exactly. That doesn't matter. Plural.
Yeah, that's why I added that.
Yeah. One for each sitter.
No, yeah. I just wanted to
yeah, I totally
touch on the subject.
Forgot to add that into the notes. But yeah, we got another freak off. Yeah, and I don't know, man. I'm not really hearing the story dominate the way Deshaun Watson was. So that's why I said, are they going to keep that same energy, or are they just going to sweep this under the rug?
Am I wrong to put an over-under on this?
No. I'm setting it at 25.
I was going to set it at 21 and a half.
Nah.
You think it's more?
Yeah, it may be more. They're just not coming out yet. Yeah, it's a lot of places to go in Baltimore.
That's true. In a 4-year span also. You know, I don't... You know it's got to be fishy if they're going to masseuse because of the trainers they have or the doctors they have in their facilities. If they're going to a masseuse, massage parlor, that's already like red flag. Right? Because I assume you got those people on site. Probably with more experience. Sure, they're old and wrinkly.
And that's the problem. They want them young, smooth hands.
Yeah, unfortunately. He, like you said, he just wears his Super Bowl ring around. But yeah, no, I just wanted just to touch on that. We could segue back to some baseball.
Gosh, man, just over here, just hijacking shit. No, I'm just kidding. with the Astros, particularly losing Bergman, they obviously...
Another thing, Boston, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Boston, I was reading a piece where Devers, he's making it clear that he ain't leaving third base. So I wonder how that's going to play out.
I think Bregman's the better third baseman, but... You know, stick him to left field.
Just be the Altuve up there.
I know. Oh yeah. How do you feel about that? Altuve playing left.
I'm okay.
Just because you don't. It's like the least athletic position.
Yeah. Well, he is getting up there in age, and he does make a lot of goofs at second base. He be getting the case of the yips. So that's why I'm not too particularly saddened by him leaving second. Like, I'm like, okay with it. That's fine. Dubon is a better defender. I mean, he showed he won for him Gold Glove. But that's not the same. He shouldn't be the permanent everyday second baseman. I mean, I know Altuve was still... get some starts out there, but they're going to split time between second and left. And
so does that just make Yordan designated hitter every time?
Yes, full time.
He's not playing anywhere else.
Because here's the problem. If Yordan stays healthy, right, those knees don't be creaky, and he can go the full season. And let's say he plays like over 100, 110 games in left field and actually does good.
That's a dream.
No. See, then he's going to see how valuable he is in that way. And he's going to look at his money. and he's going to be like, well, I'm not just a DH now. I'm an outfielder. You're going to have to pay me like one. And I'm hitting 40 bombs every year. And then he's going to want to go. So, no. Keep his ass at DH. Yeah. Limit his value.
That's exactly what I meant. Yeah. Like 110 games. Just him to play 110 games is like DH or not DH or left field.
No, he's a permanent DH because then that justifies that we're only paying you as a DH.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I agree. I don't want him. I know this sounds wrong for a team, but I don't want him to play more valuable than what we have him at. right?
In terms of the money that we're paying them, because then we can't take another hit. We're losing all our guys.
Oh gosh, we lost our best white men already. You know.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, no. Wait a minute. Ain't Tucker better than Bregman?
That's why we lost our best.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. Plural.
Okay. Plural. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Tucker is.
Oh, Verlander too. So that's three. So that's another one.
He left us mid-season.
Yeah.
There was a mutual agreement not to be on the 40-man roster going into playoffs. That's how bad it was.
Well, he needed to understand that you wasn't good enough to be on that playoff roster. I mean, now looking back on it, seeing how we didn't do it wasn't the pitching. We got shut down with the hitting. So, yeah, nah, he could have done good to stay off, because if he pitched, we probably would have lost by a bigger margin.
Yeah. I still hate that trade that we did for him.
Oh, giving up twice over, giving up prospects to get him?
Yeah. Our first round pick in a while. And so. Oh well.
Yeah, if it wasn't for freaking Adolis Garcia going off, that trade would have actually worked.
Exactly. Let's talk about World Series odds. Favorites, of course, is still the Dodgers. I'm looking at the deep DraftKings Sportsbook World Series 2025 odds. Just to skip to Astros real quick, we're 6 plus 1500. They have the Mets at 5 plus 1200. Phillies at 4 plus 1200. Yankees at 3 plus 800. The Braves at 2nd plus 750. And then the Dodgers at only plus 300.
Where are the White Sox?
Last, plus 50,000.
I'm putting every set that I have to my name on the White Sox. I'm gonna fucking cash out come October.
If you do that, you could buy DraftKings. That's how bad those odds are.
Bitch, I could buy you.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, pay me a 7-figure salary. I'll work for you.
I'll pay you a 7. I can't think of another. Just edit it out.
The Marlins, the Rockies, and the White Sox all have 50,000 plus odds.
Now, hypothetically speaking, which one of those could realistically make a surprise and make a run? They're not, but if it was to happen, which one?
You have to pick the three.
I'll say the Marlins, just because they at least have an ace on their staff that can carry them.
That's it. You know? I'm trying to think of the Rockies, and they've even traded away some of their players too.
It'd have to be the Marlins.
Yeah. So if you put a $10,000 bet on the Marlins to go to the World Series, you win $5 million.
Man, I'm not retiring, but I'm taking a prolonged break from my work career. I'm taking a milli, and I'm traveling the world. That's probably all you'll need.
Yeah.
Go to like every country. Just be gone for like an entire year. Just go from country to country.
$5 million, you can do a lot. Like you said, you probably can't retire with today's rates.
No, you're not retiring with $5 million in the bank. You'll be broke within 10 years, if not within 5 years, you'll be broke.
Yep. But, yeah, I mean,
it's going to be the Dodgers and, I don't know,
the Braves. Assuming Acuna doesn't get hurt again.
Yeah, that'd be the next best. That'd be the next best option to stop the Dodgers. But I don't see no one in the NL at least stopping them. Maybe the Mets, no. But they'll probably Met. at some yeah. point. It'll be the most expensive Metting that they would experience.
The Dodgers are the only NL team in the top eight. Oh, besides the Mets, sorry. Mets and the Dodgers.
And how hilarious would it be to see them lose to, like, if the Pirates or the Reds made a wild card? If they took out the Dodgers.
That would be comical. You know how much, you know, social media will blow up.
But then they wouldn't care too much because they already won.
They have won, yeah.
So, that's
They have a MVP. They're the reigning champs. Oh, well.
Still can't get over the fact that they won it. Yeah, also, the Rangers.
Yeah, the Rangers. I mean, they play the Diamondbacks, though. Is that, you know?
It's just that
I mean, it counts. I get it.
We could have stopped them.
We had chances, yes.
But yeah, unfortunately for baseball, it's just going to end up being the same few teams competing at the end. I say, to expand it a little more with the World Series, I say the Final Four for the LCS matchups. I'll give it the Dodgers and Braves and Guardians versus... Fuck it. I'd say the Orioles. So I don't see them. Yeah, okay. Maybe they get there finally. Because the Astros, man, they don't. They'll win, but they ain't going to go far. I say the window is shut for them.
Man, I wish me and you could just bet division winners for all six divisions. Because even if we pick the favorites, $100 wins us $9,000.
I mean, why not? I mean, because I know you were talking about that. But that was for the Super Bowl. I couldn't do that. But maybe, why not do something for that?
Because gambling like DraftKings and FanDuel is not legal in our states.
Ever heard of a VPN? I'm just kidding.
Get him. Just kidding. Listen, all you gotta do is just drive a state over. That's it.
That's all you gotta do. Just go to Louisiana.
Brother, it's gonna take me 8 hours just to get to Houston. Okay, 6. It takes you 2 hours to get to, like, Wisconsin.
Actually, like 45 minutes, but...
You see? Even better. I'm just saying, me and you collaborate, pick the divisions, put 50 each,
come IRS, October. IRS, mute your computer screens, mute your phones.
IRS, get out of here, all right? Yeah. Don't be sending me no letters.
Talking about, we hear you potentially want to earn some income off some gambling earnings. Don't forget to write us.
Don't forget Uncle Sam. Well, jokes on you. We won in food stamps. Just kidding. I will still take it though.
Yeah. Maybe we should talk off air on this elaborate plan.
Agreed.
Who are your division winners? Just go across the board.
Okay. The AL East, I want to say Yankees, but I think the Orioles are going to have a chance. I think they're a solid team. They're a very young team, but I think if they're going to win, this is the year to win the division. But I'm going to say Yankees. Central, Twins, your home state right now. West, Astros, obviously. NL, East, Braves, maybe the Phillies sneak in there. NL Central could be tricky. But with the Cubs loading up, I'm going to say the Cubs. They've gotten better. And I think they're the only ones in the Central, NL Central, that's gotten better. And then West, Dodgers, right? That's not... Oh. NL West is just a no-brainer. I actually hear the Diamondbacks have better odds than the Padres to win the division. That's how bad the division is. So, that's what I got.
Okay, not bad.
No wild cards. Just, and I can pick like, oh, I think the Rays are going to come back.
Yeah, no, you know, I mean, I'm kind of with the group that doesn't care to see the wild card expanded. I mean, they could have done it with just like the two teams. They didn't need the third. Just extend it to that instead of one game, just do it like how it is, the best of three. But playoffs is too long. It's for baseball. I mean, if your team isn't good enough to win throughout the summer, then don't complain come the end of September and cry for that extra playoff spot. Like, take the games in May, June, and July more seriously. And then, you know, you'll be towards first place with a better chance to automatically get in. So, it really should be just the three division winners plus the one wild card team. And just go right into it.
Yeah, I agree. I already find NFL weird by having seven teams.
I hate that too. But
as in NBA, over half the league gets a chance. 16 teams make it, even if they play in. So, MLB, you're doing it right. Keep it right.
They've already expanded the playoffs. They're going to have the robot ops. They're going to have the pitch clock, which I'm okay with the pitch clock. But,
yeah.
I don't know. But, hey, at the same time, though, it is good to see these games kind of end at an earlier time because it sucks leaving these arenas and stadiums. Like, the traffic and everything. So let's kind of like, let's get out of here at a good time.
Before the pitch clock, if you were attending a night game, you weren't getting home until tomorrow.
Man, I've been to some Astro games. I've gone in extra innings. Leaving late.
But those are my picks. We'll talk more off air about this plan. Call it a plan. We could end it here.
Yeah, I'm good.
If you're good. All right. Thank you everybody for listening. We appreciate you joining us tonight or whenever you listen to this. And stay tuned for another episode.